3 years ago, the BBC comedy series The Office presented a mock documentary look at the fictional employees of a paper sales company in a dreary industrial town in England. There were only a dozen episodes made, but the creators and stars have reunited for one last special, a finale that will be shown tonight on BBC America. TV critic David Bianculli has a review.
When The Office was televised in England on BBC Two, it became a major hit. When it was imported by BBC America and shown here, it registered only as a minor blip. But to its fans, it was a cult show of major proportions. The co-creators of The Office, Ricky Gervais and Stephen Merchant, closed up shop after 12 episodes. Then, as a combination reunion and finale, they came up with an idea for one final program, shown last year in England as The Office Christmas Special. Minus the holiday mention in the title, that's the program finally shown in the U.S. tonight on BBC America. The premise of the special really is brilliant, because it found a natural way to reunite all the characters. In the original series, the central figure was middle manager David Brent, played by Gervais. He's the one who allowed the documentary cameras into his workplace, fully expecting the reality TV exposure to make him a star. Instead, as we learn as this follow-up special opens 2 years later, the reality for David Brent was a lot more harsh.
They filmed hours of material, and most of it is a good bloke doing a good job of work, and the one time I accidentally headbutt an interviewee makes it to the programme, you're going to look a prat. You headbutt a girl on telly and you're labelled a prat, and that's the game. And the BBC must have taken away about 8 hours footage a day, and they got it back, and most of it was like, you know, oh, look, he's a good guy, he's getting on, he's their friend as well as their boss, he's a motivator, an entertainer, lots of good stuff, oh, he's made one mistake, like any human would, should we just cut that out? No, what? Put that bit in, cut the other stuff out. We want a scapegoat, we want to dumb down, we want to give them the biggest plonker of the year, you know. I'm not a plonker.
You don't have to know what a plonker is, at least I don't, to laugh at that line. David Brent didn't cash in on his 15 minutes of fame. Instead, he cashed out and spent all his money on a vanity rock video, a horrendous remake of a very ironic selection, If You Don't Know Me By Now. So now, in the Office special, the purpose of this fake documentary is to catch up with David Brent and the rest of the gang from The Office. In the 12-part series, the other key players were Martin Freeman as Tim, a sort of bored but bright everyman. Most of his time was spent either torturing office lackey Gareth, played by Mackenzie Crook, or pining for office receptionist Dawn, played by Lucy Davis. When the series ended, Dawn rejected Tim and moved with another co-worker to Florida, and David Brent was fired. The Office special gets them all back simply by paying them to reunite at the company Christmas party. David returns to an office full of people who don't know how to relate to him, including Gareth, who's now occupying David's old office and job. And Dawn flies in from Florida, making Tim uncomfortable and lovesick all over again. There's a lot of liquor and a Secret Santa gift exchange and a lot, lot more. These characters are so real and so well acted that they'll tug at your heartstrings almost as much as they'll tap at your funny bones. The Office special is the perfect ending to a perfect comedy series. And it's worth noting, if you watch tonight for the first time and love it, that the entire run of The Office, all 12 episodes plus tonight's special, will be available in a DVD box set next month on BBC Home Video. For the right person, it'd make the ultimate Secret Santa gift.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.